Madame la Maire, Monsieur le Directeur Général, chers amis, I'd like to try to say first a quick word about our ITC's general commitment, approach and focus on promoting the gender issue in international trade. We do actually consider that the gender entry is a very powerful entry for leveraging poverty alleviation through international trade, thus contributing to achieving the Millennium Development Goals and supporting the Aid for Trade agenda. So we have developed a Women and Trade program, which is mostly financed by the British DFID, but also by other donors, to improve female participation in international trade. And this program has basically two main targets. The first one is empowering women entrepreneurs all across developing countries, and the second one is improving women's representation across the value chain. Now, this work relies on a set of common findings that we would find verified all across the world, and I'd like to remind most of them in the trade context. The Director General and the Mayor of Geneva have been mentioning some of them. The first one is that value chains are severely biased against women representation. Basically, what we find is women being massively present at the bottom of the value chain in production level and qualifying jobs, and they tend to just evaporate as we move to the higher end of the chain. So this is the first thing that is an impediment. Secondly, women are usually or often not able to secure for themselves the incomes and the value that they would bring from their work in these different value chains. Once the income is coming into the household, they tend to lose control over the use of financial resources. This is the second main finding. Thirdly, and this is general across the board, women tend to lack access to information and participation to representative bodies in which decision-making is happening about their activities or activities impacting their own position in the value chain. Last but not least, and I need to underline that, empowering women in international trade is not only a right thing to do, it's also considered a smart thing to do from a business point of view. And we have been carrying out some trade studies, especially with multinational corporations, which tend to corroborate this fact that it's a business-wise thing to do to deal with women-owned entrepreneurship. And the fact that more than 90% of the 500 Fortune companies have a special diversity supplier diversity program, including a women's component, is corroborating this assertion. Now, where do we go from there? At ITC, we try to build a strategy to empower women in this context, mainly building on a sectoral approach to the women's position. Coffee sector that we are going to be discussing later on with other participants is an extremely strong example of this type of focus, since coffee is a very highly traded commodity, very importantly traded commodity. Coffee represents the livelihood of 25 million people, workers or farmers in the world, present in over 50 countries. So this is very serious business and very serious focus to have this example. So what do we find here? We find that sectoral approach is probably the most relevant way to grasp the diversity of women's position in across value chain and to identify impediments to their progression in these value chains. We also find that this sectoral approach is the best way to strengthening the institution and professional communities which will act to raise access for women. So these are the reasons why we are working with various partners, amongst other one very important one is the International Women Coffee Alliance, IWCA, which links the beneficiaries of our Women in Coffee in Africa project to buyers, importers, roasters, and distributors in North America. And in partnership with IWCA, ITC is establishing Women Coffee Association in various countries, namely Rwanda, Kenya, Burundi, Tanzania, Uganda, and Ethiopia. C'est la raison pour laquelle je voudrais maintenant vous présenter Phyllis Johnson. Phyllis est membre du board de IWCA et responsable de son chapitre africain. Elle est également le consultant senior principal de l'ITC pour les questions, pour le projet concernant le café en Afrique. Et Phyllis va tout à l'heure nous proposer de découvrir l'art de la dégustation de café. J'ai été informé d'ailleurs très récemment du fait que l'art de la dégustation de café se hisse au niveau de l'art de la dégustation de vin français. Donc je serai heureux de découvrir ça. Le official name is cupping. Mais avant de rejoindre Phyllis pour cette dégustation, nous voudrions vous projeter un petit film qui, mieux que les mots, résume l'action d'ITC en Afrique et propose de visualiser le type d'intervention que nous développons. Je crois que, juste avant le film, je voudrais remercier le directeur général de l'OMC pour son accueil et nous permettre d'avoir organisé cet événement pour la centième édition de la Journée internationale de la femme. Remercier Madame la maire de Genève pour son apport et ses commentaires. Et vous voyez que notre approche politique répond directement à votre message sur le genre dans les politiques commerciales. Je vous remercie.